And I'm going to start reading at verse 13 and just read down to verse 15. So Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Amen. Let's turn that reverb off. "Which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Every bit of this is preaching material. I mean, every bit of it. But I have to just stay with the thought the Lord gave me. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." The context of this passage of scripture, I'm sure you know. The children of Israel have left Egypt's bondage. They have come through the wilderness. They are now at a place that looks like a trap. It looks like they're fenced in. The Egyptian army is coming in quickly behind them, and the Red Sea is in front of them. And God speaks to Moses, and he says, "Why are you crying unto me?" He said, "Tell the people to go forward." Say, "Go forward."
Go forward.
Say, "Keep going forward."
Keep going forward.
Say, "Never stop."
Never stop.
Now, that's what he said. He said, "Go forward." When Saul was pursuing David, you know the story where David was supposed to be king, or was going to be king. He was anointed to be king, but he was in a process. And Saul was jealous of David, and he pursued him to take his life, because he didn't want David to come to the throne. He wanted Jonathan to be on the throne after him. But God had chosen David, but he's running for his life because Saul is jealous and he wants to take his life. And David says to Jonathan at one point, he says, "There is but a step between me and death." Now what he's saying was this. He's saying, "I can't stand still." He had just come into town to see Jonathan and just to share and love with Jonathan. He had a love for Jonathan. Jonathan had a love for him, and he could share things with him. And it was just, but he recognized, "I can't stay here." And that's what he was saying. He said, "There's just a step between me and death. I can't relax. Death is on my heels. I have to keep moving. My life depends on it." Everybody say, "Keep moving.
Keep moving.
My life depends on it." Now, what I just described to you with David and Jonathan, and David running for his life, and there being but a step between him and Saul, because Saul was hot on his heels all the time. If you study that out, you'll find out that many times David just evaded him miraculously. You and I personally may never be in a situation, literally, physically, that sort of dilemma as David was. And we will most likely never be faced with those same circumstances that David was faced with. But the spiritual truth applies to all of us. Our spiritual lives depend upon movement, on action, on activity. In other words, we must keep moving forward. Everybody say, "Keep moving forward." Say, "No backup.
No reverse.
No neutral. Keep moving forward." See, the Christian life, by its very definition, speaks of life. It speaks of movement. It speaks of action. Remember, it all started with the resurrection. If we claim to be Christians, there should be something about us that speaks of resurrection.
Yeah.
If we are Christians, there should be something about us that speaks of life. We should manifest, exhibit. There should be joy. There should be peace. There should be excitement. As Christians, we should be the most excited people on the face of the earth. We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. We've got more to be happy for than anybody on this planet. Hallelujah. We've got Jesus right here, right now. And then we got heaven. Hallelujah. How can you beat that? You can't beat that. We have resurrection life in us. And Paul said two times, he made this statement, those same exact words. He said that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. In other words, in these death-prone bodies, these earthen vessels, there is a supernatural life, and it's the life of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us and abides in us and manifests through us. Amen. I said all that to come to this point. I almost named this sermon this title, but I thought, it doesn't sound like a fitting title for a sermon. So here it is. You can never buy a live tuna. So you can't buy a live tuna. Now that's a quote from a short documentary that I was watching. Listening to the other day on Facebook. It was a Facebook video. I saw that little documentary. I was watching it, and I heard that title, and I'll be honest, I thought to myself, big deal. Who cares? This is what I thought to myself. I thought, who cares? I never care about buying a live tuna. I mean, I want mine in a can, packed in spring water, right? That's all I think about when I think about tuna. I think about those little cans and packed in spring water. Not the oil, the spring water, right? Yeah, that's what I think about. So that's all I think about. So I'm watching that early in the day, and it just went like that. And then about 1:30, I'm before the Lord and talking to the Lord and meditating and thinking. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, I want you to go back and watch that documentary again. Because I want to talk to you about something. I thought, what can the Lord talk to me about a live tuna or a dead tuna? Who cares? And so anyway, I went. I want to listen. I want to hear what the Lord has to say. So I learned something really amazing. The tuna, especially the bluefin tuna, is a kind of fish that is called an obligate ram ventilator. That's cool. Obligate ram ventilator. That cool? It sounds almost like a car or a hot rod. I was like, what is that? That's an obligate ram ventilator. Hallelujah. I wish I had one of those. Here's what it means. They have to keep moving forward. Oh, there we go. They have to keep moving forward with their mouths open to force enough water over their gills to meet the demand for oxygen in their bodies. Wow. Now I see where he's going. So the documentary said the bluefin tuna is one of the fiercest fish in the ocean. But you can never buy a live tuna. So like I said, Lord, who cares if you can buy a live tuna? I'm starting to get this. I'm understanding some things. But I don't understand why he's trying to get this message to me about the live tuna. So here's what I learned. The reason you can never buy a live tuna is because as soon as they're taken out of the water, they die. In fact, it even goes a step beyond that. This documentary says that the tuna will die instantly if they ever stop swimming. Wow. That's motivation for exercise. In fact, It's a virtual death sentence for them to fall asleep. This little mini documentary goes on to say, the reason for this is the tuna breathes through the process called ram ventilation, which means they must keep moving forward to get enough water to flow over their gills constantly, supplying them with oxygen. So they cannot afford to stop moving. Just taking a nap could kill them. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up. You got to be careful. You know? Look at your neighbor and say, you don't want to risk it. Right? Just stay awake. So then I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me when I got these things and I'm watching and listening to these. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the same thing is true on the spiritual side for my children. The same thing is true. We are also obligate ram ventilators. In other words, your spiritual life, it depends on the fact that you keep moving forward. Your spiritual life depends on the fact that you never slow down, you never back up, you never slam it in neutral, but you're always moving forward. Look at your neighbor and say, keep moving forward. Say, your life depends on it. This documentary, he goes on to say, the ocean has everything necessary to sustain the life of the tuna. The oxygen to support their lives, it's there in the water. But they have to keep moving or they will die. And I heard the Holy Spirit say again, that's true for you, that's true for me. Everything that we need to sustain and support our spiritual life is in the water. Hallelujah. It's in the Spirit and it's in the Word. But it's not going to happen automatically. You got to keep moving. You got to pursue. You got to press in. You got to study. You got to pray. You got to worship. You got to seek the Lord. It's there. Look at your neighbor, tell him it's there. But it's not automatic. So just because it's there, just because it's in the house, doesn't mean you automatically get it. You know, the Bible talks about two people that calls one class the wise man and the other the foolish man. And it says that the wise man and the foolish man hear the same words. So evidently they're in the same house. Hearing the same message preached by the same preacher. They're hearing the same word. The difference between the wise man and the foolish man is the wise man does what he hears. The foolish man said, that was a good message, I'm hungry. And forgets it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything to the life. It's not practical. It's not applied. So you can be in the right place and miss it. You can be in the house and be in a far country spiritually. Like the tuna, you got to go after it. Just like the tuna, you got to open your mouth and pursue it and hunger and thirst and ask and seek and knock and keep moving forward. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you see me running with my mouth open, I'm not crazy. I'm just pursuing the presence and the glory and the power of God for my life. I'm just hungry. I'm just thirsty. I'm not satisfied. I want more. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm pursuing. I'm seeking. I'm knocking. I'm pressing. I'm running. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not crazy. I just need more of His life to flow over my soul. You got to keep moving forward. It's a specific instruction. It means not just movement. All action, all movement doesn't count for kingdom movement. You can be faithful to church and not be faithful to Christ. You can be active and you can be moving and you can be doing and you can be far away from God in your heart. You've got to be moving the right direction. Forward. Pressing toward Him. All activity is not approved by heaven. Just because you carry a Bible, make a lot of noise and can quote a verse or two, doesn't mean you're moving forward. One of the clearest, simplest ways to know if you are moving forward is this. Are you getting farther away from the things that please and satisfy the flesh? Is your appetite for God getting stronger or weaker? Is your life a clearer picture of Jesus today than 10 years ago? Or how about 10 days ago? You should be progressing. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
I love you.
But I got to ask you, are you making any progress? You've got to progress. You've got to move forward. You've got to keep moving. Your life depends on it. The main intention, the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to reproduce Jesus in us. We are to be representatives of Christ in the earth. That doesn't mean we're just to speak for Him. That means we're supposed to represent Him. We're supposed to represent Him. He's supposed to be so real in us that we represent Him to the world. That's the meaning of the word Christian. It means light bearer. It means image bearer. It means those who carry the nature, the attitude, the presence, and the power of Jesus Christ. Say, that's me.
That's me.
Ooh, glory to God. So, looking at that tuna fish again. Here's what they said. They said, it is equipped with teeth. It has teeth. It has speed. It's a very fast fish. And it has a constant need for nourishment. They got my attention right there. As children of God, we have a need for constant nourishment. Whether we know it or not, whether we recognize it or not, our spirit is in constant need of being fed spiritual food. I need it. You need it. Look at somebody, tell them you need it. Every day. You need spiritual food. That's why the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And then He told us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Atlantic bluefin tuna, they're constantly looking for food. As sons and daughters of God, we are always in pursuit of spiritual food. True, mature sons and daughters of God know they will not survive without a continual, fresh supply of food. Now, I'm going to tell you something you won't hear very many pastors say. But I'm going to tell you. If you're not being fed under this ministry, I will never criticize you. I will never blame you for going somewhere else because I understand before God my charge as a shepherd is to feed the sheep. That's my job. I understand that. That's what I'm charged with. But if you get your toes stepped on by the preaching of the pure, anointed, undiluted, uncompromising Word of God, then don't go tell someone you left because you weren't being fed or because we were preaching the law or condemnation. Just tell them the truth. Tell them it was too pure for you, it was too straight for you. Tell them you didn't want to quit sinning. Tell them you didn't want to forgive. Tell them you didn't want to let go of your fleshly hang-ups. And that's why you left. Look at your neighbor and say, shame the devil.
Shame the devil.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Amen. Amen. I don't mind somebody leave. Somebody said, I got to go somewhere I can get fed. Okay, go. Please go. I want you to be fed. But don't go tell somebody they're over there preaching the law and condemnation. And then they're just trying to make you feel bad. No. I'm trying to get you to heaven. I'm trying to get sin out of you and heaven in you. So, the tuna, One reason their appetites are so insatiable is their unusual circulatory system. They are extremely active. Remember, they're obligate ram ventilators. They have to keep moving forward. They literally cannot afford to back up. And neither can you. Look at your neighbor and say, don't back up. You can't afford it. Say, it can be fatal. No backing up. No backing up. No. So the tuna, unlike other fish, are warm-blooded. This means they must continually move to maintain a body temperature higher than that of the water around them. Well, what does that mean to me? Here's what the Holy Spirit says. This is why it's important. You must keep moving. You must keep moving forward. Why? You must maintain a spiritual temperature that is higher than the temperature of sinfulness, worldliness, selfishness, and materiality that surrounds us. We are in the world, but not of the world. Are you hearing me? We've got to keep a temperature, an internal temperature of righteousness that is higher than this world system and the spirit of this world that surrounds us. We're in it, but we're not of it. We're in the world, but our citizenship is in heaven. This world is supposed to be an uncomfortable place. How many understand me? Somebody said, well, man, it's like you just agitated the world. It's like you can't really be comfortable. You're not supposed to be comfortable. Our whole life, our whole existence through this walk is supposed to be uncomfortable because we don't belong here. We're just strangers and foreigners that are passing through. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are pilgrims on a way to another land and to a celestial city. And I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to get adjusted because when that trumpet sounds, I want to leave. I want to be ready to go when the trumpet sounds. I don't want to be so comfortable down here that when the trumpet sounds and he says, come up hither, I have to wonder, I'm kind of enjoying myself. It's kind of hard to make that choice. No, I already made that choice. We're not supposed to get adjusted to this temperature, this world. If the temperatures of their bodies, the tuna, dip too low, vital organs begin to fail. And the fish can die. Just because their temperature drops. They get too adjusted to the water temperature. And again, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speaking about this. And he's saying our lives... Let me say it this way. Their lives depend on living at 100%. They've got to keep moving. They've got to keep giving it their best. They can't be sloppy. They can't be slothful. They can't be lazy. They can't be laid back. They can't just be chilling. They got to be moving. Again, somebody say, you can't just be chilling. You've got to keep moving. Their lives depend on 100%. And the same thing's true for us. Listen to this. To live for Christ at only 60% means the other 40% is open real estate. And I promise you, the devil will swallow it up. If you don't give God 100%, the devil will take whatever you leave. God wants 100%. He doesn't want a piece of us. He doesn't want a third of us. He wants everything. Jesus said of the lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Well, that's scary. You can't afford. We can't afford to play games with our salvation. We can't afford to play the game of Ananias and Sapphira, who said they gave it all when they selfishly withheld a good portion for themselves. They're not my words. They're Jesus' words. But he said, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. And then he said again, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Yeah. Then he said, whosoever will save his life will lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it. Yeah. So listen, in order to maintain their body heat, the tuna must always be moving, even if they do sleep. They got to be moving. And I thought about that. I thought, wow. How can I do that? I'm spiritually speaking. How can I do that? How can I keep moving while I'm sleeping? You know, half of my life is spent sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Half of your life is spent sleeping. Some much more than that. Some less. But listen, when you're pursuing God, this is what I asked him. I said, how can we keep moving even when we're physically sleeping? And he said, when you're pursuing him continuously, aggressively, you're hungering and thirsting after him with all your mind, your soul, and your strength, you will be pursuing him even while your physical body is asleep. Even while your body's asleep, your spirit will be awake. Your spirit will be pressing after God, seeking after God, meditating on God. Even while that physical body's at rest, your soul, your innermost being, your spirit will still be in hot pursuit of God. You'll go to sleep singing and wake up singing. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Lift your hands all over the house and give him some praise. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We're going to keep moving. We keep moving. Every one of us, every one of us, we face the danger of letting what is around us get in us. Every one of us. We're in danger constantly of getting adjusted to the confused, distorted, lustful, perverse waters that are around us. We're surrounded by evil. We're surrounded by darkness. We're surrounded by corruption. We're surrounded by deception. And every single one of us are fighting on a daily basis to stay right with God, to stay connected, and to not let what's outside and what's around us get inside of us. And we face a danger. And we're in danger of our spiritual temperature cooling off to the atmosphere and the environment that's around us. We're all in danger of the frog in the kettle scenario. How many know about that? They put the frog in the cold water, and then they turn the temperature up gradually until the frog is boiled. And even though it's being boiled to death, it remains in the kettle because it's adjusting to the gradual change in temperature. Now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, I have experienced that. I have felt that happen in my own soul, in my own spirit. There's been times where I felt myself getting adjusted, and I felt my fire and my anointing and that quickening and that stirring and that unction. I felt it begin to wane. I felt it begin to get weaker, and I felt it begin to diminish. But thanks be unto God, I shook myself. I said, wait a minute, you can't afford this. You're too close to heaven now. You got to keep the fire burning. You got to get close to the flame. It's a battle we all must fight because the atmosphere around us is changing gradually, steadily, continuously, getting more and more wicked and corrupt. And we're saturated with the culture that has been hijacked by the devil. And you can't accidentally walk right. You can't accidentally stay right and stay close to God. You can't accidentally stay on fire for God. It has to be deliberate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be intentional.
Yeah.
I'm intentionally reading my Bible because I want to hear from God. I'm intentionally coming to church because I want to be edified in the presence of the saints. And I want to add what I have so others can be edified. I'm intentional about this walk with God. You must stand deliberately on the side of righteousness. You must intentionally divorce yourself from compromising circumstances and conversations. You cannot dabble with strange fire of this world and not be burned. You cannot drink from the devil's cup and the Lord's cup also. You cannot eat and drink from the devil's table and not get blood poisoning spiritually. Pastor, you say, sounds like you're laying it on pretty heavy. You don't really think it's that serious, do you? You don't think it's that critical, do you, Pastor? Do you? Well, here's the problem with that right there. You're asking me for an opinion that I don't have the right to give you. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. It says in 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. I'll be a father to you. You'll be sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." God says you've got to separate yourself. You've got to come out from among them and separate yourself to God. I'm going to say something. I think we all need to hear it. I believe it's true. The Lord is saying something to us through this little documentary of this bluefin tuna fish. And here's something I hear Him saying for certain. You can't be like every other fish in the ocean. The tuna fish is different. You're supposed to be different. You can't live like every other fish in the ocean. You know, too many times we want to make excuses for ourselves. I don't even want to go here to tell on myself, but you know, it's like we're running down the highway and it says 60 miles an hour and we're doing 75. And what the wife says, "Honey, it's 60 miles an hour right here. You need to slow down." "Well, I'm with the flow of traffic." "Well, Pastor so-and-so does it. Are you believing that social drinking?" "No, well, I haven't, but you know, I know some pastors that are doing it."
Yeah.
"You know, if I stay with the flow of traffic, you know, you can't be like everybody else. You're called to be different. You're called to a higher standard. It doesn't matter if every pastor in the community and every pastor in the county and every pastor in the state is doing it, or every Christian is doing it. If God has called you to a higher standard, you've got a higher standard to live by.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not like every other fish. Look at your neighbor and say, "Not like every other fish." Say, "You're different. You have been called out and set apart. You've been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We can't live like every other fish in the ocean. We have the Spirit of Christ in us. We can't float along on idle or half throttle like so many other fish. We got to give it our best. We got to go full throttle. My life depends on it." In Philippians 3:13-14, one of my favorite scriptures, Paul is speaking. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I'm pressing. I'm pushing. I'm intentional. I'm deliberate. I'm separating myself. I'm shaking myself loose from anything. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you, and run with patience. Run with patience and endurance the race that's set before you. Spiritually speaking, we are obligatory ram ventilators. Obligate ram ventilators, which means we have to keep moving forward. We have to keep eating the Word of God.
Yes.
Brother Frank, we have to keep drinking that spiritual drink. We have to drink volumes of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Your survival depends on it. My survival depends on it. We can't slow down. And friend, we can't be looking back like Lot's wife. What happened to Lot's wife? She turned into a pillar of salt. Because she came out of Sodom, but Sodom wouldn't have her. And when she came out of Sodom, even though she was on her way out of Sodom, there was something in her heart that had her tied to Sodom. And she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. We can't afford to look back. There's nothing back there for you.
That's right.
There's nothing back there you need. There's nothing back there that will benefit you. When Lot's wife looked back, she became a pillar of salt. We're supposed to be salt. Salt that it can shake, it can be shaken and sprinkled in the world, not a worthless pillar. When Eutychus got too close to the window, the Bible says he fell out from the third story and died. That tells me you never get high enough, you never get spiritual enough, you never get smart enough that you don't have to be on guard. You've got to be on guard 24/7. The Bible says, take heed. If a man thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. You've got to be on guard. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm going to swim like my life depends on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! We're in dangerous waters today. More deadly than we've ever experienced before. And the predators are more aggressive and they're more ruthless than we've ever seen. And we're in a different level of wickedness and evil than in the past. And this is now a survival of the fittest. In other words, it requires an all-out effort. The Bible says, having done all to stand, having done everything you can possibly do, put on the whole armor of God. Take on the whole armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the loin girdle of truth. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Put on those shoes of peace. Hallelujah. And pray always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Having done all to stand. Don't make the mistake of underestimating the devil. He's real. He's a thief. He's a liar. He's a murderer. And he's after you. We remember we've got mighty weapons of warfare. We've got the Word of God. We've got the name of Jesus. We've got the blood of Jesus. We've got the armor of God. And we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But it does not relieve us of personal responsibility. We can never stop moving forward. I learned something from that two men. You can't buy a life to them. Because as soon as they stop swimming, they die. As soon as they quit moving forward, they die. And can I tell you something? The moment you quit moving forward, you start dying. You might not die that day completely, but the moment you quit moving forward, you start dying spiritually. The moment you decide you're going to hold a grudge, the moment you decide you're going to let bitterness and criticism, jealousy get in your heart and get in your life, the moment you entertain something, the moment you go over there and you start looking at that Ouija board and playing with the Ouija board, you start getting into the horoscopes, you start getting your palm read, the moment you get into any of that kind of stuff, the moment you start letting lust get in your heart, you start dying.
Yes, that's right. True.
Because our safety, our safeguard is to always be moving forward. Moving forward. Would you stand, please? Never stop. I love this part. The tuna, the bluefin tuna, is a very fierce fish, but it's also a very fast fish. It's big as well. So it has speed. Look at somebody and tell them you were built for speed.
You're built for speed.
Yeah. You're built for speed. I'm talking spiritually. Some of us don't have the same physical makeup, you know what I mean? Spiritually, brother. You know what I'm talking about right here. Spiritually, you're built for speed. You're built to make progress in God. And also, we have a need, and that need is to stay close to God. And that need is to always be moving in the right direction. And that need is to be examining in our lives and repenting of anything that gets in the way. Anything that starts to sneak in there and starts to set up camp in our hearts and our lives. Anything that slows you down. Anything that hinders your relationship with God. Anything that cools off your temperature. And it doesn't always have to be sin. It doesn't always have to be bad from a world perspective. It just can be selfish.
Yes.
In other words, you got 15 hours a day on Facebook, but you don't spend any time a day with your face in the book.
Come on.
How much time do you spend worshiping God, praising God, honoring God, reading His Word, studying His Word, meditating on His Word?
Come on.
Just lift your hands all over the house right now. Father, I thank you. I brought to them the Word you gave to me, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for reminding us that there's no place for us to sit down. There's no place that along this journey where we can just start chilling. We can sit down on the sidelines and we can just rest. We can't afford it. We cannot. We got to keep moving. Our spiritual life depends on it. Our future depends on it. Our destiny depends on it. We've got to keep moving. I'm going to ask you all of this house right now to search your heart just this moment. Between you and the Lord, search your heart. I want you to, as you ask Him to turn the searchlight of heaven on your heart, let it shine around down in there in your heart. And if there's anything in there this moment, right now, if there's an attitude there, if there's a bitterness there, if there's a criticism, there's an anger, there's a jealousy, if there's lust, if there's anger, if there's whatever there is, if you've been involved with the occult, you've been involved with any of these kind of things, card reading, tarot cards, whatever, if you've been involved, this is the time to get everything out. This is time to get right with God. This is time to get back on track with God and make progress with God. We can't afford it. You can't afford to play games with your eternal salvation. Jesus loves you. He loves you enough to send this word today. I don't want anything in my heart that would take me away from Him. I don't want anything in my heart that would take my affection away from Him. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. More than you need that girl, more than you need that guy, you need Jesus. Just lift your hands all over this house and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I need you. You are the essence of life. I want you in every part of my being. I can't make it without you. I don't want to make it without you. I don't want anything in my heart, anything in my life that would separate us, that would come between us. I know that it doesn't have the power to do that only as I allow it. So I decide today, I will not allow it. I decide today, my heart belongs to Jesus. My heart is sanctified and set apart for the Master and for Him only. And from this day forward, I choose to only go forward and never backwards, never neutral, but forward with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with my strength. In Jesus' name. Come on, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone that needs prayer today before we dismiss? Is there anyone that needs prayer? Orlando? Yeah, come on. Praise God. The Lord is in the house today. Praise God. Orlando, God brought you here today. It's a special day for Orlando. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to break some things loose and get moving forward. Like, hallelujah. You agree with us today? You believe it?
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Orlando wants to go forward. Does anybody else want to join Orlando today? Say, I need some things broken off my life. I need some things that be shook loose and broke loose. I want to go forward. Is anybody else? We're just going to wait just a moment. Give you that opportunity because this is a God thing.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is in the house today. Amen. Yes. Is there anyone else? Yes. Anyone else? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? The anointing is here to do a work. The anointing is here to do a work. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 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 Hallelujah. Free so it can run like I'm supposed to run. Like you're going to run like the wind. Hallelujah. You're going to make progress. Glory to God. Okay. All right. There's nobody else. Would you just come right over here, right in this area here in front of me, please? Okay. Perfect. Perfect. What is your name, my brother, right there?
I'm Julian.
Julian. Julian. Julian. Praise God, Julian. Julian, I'm so glad you're here. I feel the anointing is on you, Julian. The anointing is all over you guys, right here. All of you, right here. I see it on you. Orlando, God's touching you. Praise God. Say, today is my day to break loose and to break through. Say, I'm going forward. No more reverse. No more looking back. Only forward from this day forth. In Jesus' name. Stretch your hands this way. Brother Frank, if you would, come and pray with me. And Brother Ernesto, if you would, stand and pray with me. I tell you, the anointing is here. I feel it. Whew, Brother Frank, my God, that fire is in the house right now. The fire is in the house. Come on, pray with us right now that God will set these men free to follow Him and to make progress. Speed, Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Thank you for today, the land of today. God, this day, not a divine process brought you, Lord. Free. Oh, God, the mother of Jesus.
In Jesus. Not a trace.
His desire, Lord, only for you. His passion, only for you.
Lord, I thank you. I pray that you go where some God have asked me, I am for the fire of the Holy Ghost, for the work to do in the grace of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're cleaning out like a little root of God.
Fill him up! Pounce! With the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. To a higher place.
Yes,
Lord. Yes.
Set your hands this way. Jesus' name.
Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, right now, we take authority over this attack right now. Satan, you're a liar.
You know it, he knows.
and we call you out. In Jesus' name, we command every one of these organs to live, function at your capacity, 100% capacity, in the name of Jesus. Every recipient, every woman, come out.
Lord, I decree her freedom right now. I decree her freedom right now. I decree her free. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you. You are the Lord, 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 we sing to you.
Only for us.
Only for us. Thank you, Lord, for every organ of the body. Where you say,
Hallelujah. How many of you would like to be in the church today? Praise God. Praise God. Let's just lift our hands and just tell him how much we love him and appreciate him today. All over the house, just lift your hands and tell Jesus today how much you love and appreciate him. Lord, we do love you. And we appreciate you and we're grateful. Oh God, we're so grateful for your holy presence, for your anointing, Lord, for what was accomplished by your Spirit today, for the victories that have been won today, for the devils that have been broken, the power of the enemy that has been broken today, for the movement forward, Lord, into the new life, God. We thank you for the abundant life, Jesus. We thank you for the healings, Lord. We thank you for the breakthroughs, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have started great things today and you have finished great things today. And we say thank you, Lord. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Yeah, and shake hands five or six people and tell them you've got to keep on moving. And you're dismissed. God bless you.